Big health news this morning and a wake-up call about salt. A new study out of Harvard says salt plays a role in the deaths of 2.3 million people a year across the world.
And it also turns out that 10% of deaths here in the U.S. are linked to eating too much salt. And for more on the study, we turn to Dr. Tara Shahrazian of Mount Sinai Hospital. Good morning to you, doctor. And you know, we've spent so much time focusing on the dangers of sugar. Now these studies indicate that salt could be even deadlier. How alarmed are you as a doctor when you hear these statistics?
I'm concerned. I'm definitely concerned. As you can see here on the left, this represents how much salt the average American takes in their diet each day. 3,400 milligrams, roughly, compared to the American Heart Association recommended amount, which is 1,500 milligrams. So we're eating far more salt in our diet than we should, and it's been linked to high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. So it's very concerning.
So we all know the usual suspects, potato chips, french fries, et cetera. What are the surprising sources of salt in our diet, and what should we be eating instead?
Well, most surprising is that there's a large amount of salt in both bread and cheese. So we consume a lot of bread and cheese, so we should be wary of that. And instead, we should definitely focus on fresh fruits and vegetables.
A lot of people are going to say, I don't want to have fresh fruits and vegetables. Sure. I like my bread and cheese.
Sure. I mean, everything in moderation. I think, you know, as long as we're conscious, health-conscious food label readers, look at the label on our foods that we buy, prepackaged foods, and see the sodium content, I think, you know, that's, we try and keep it below those recommended numbers.
But this trend really starts at an early age, right? I mean, these studies suggest that 3 out of 4 prepackaged meals for toddlers contain too much salt as well.
I know. That, to me, was very surprising and somewhat alarming as a parent, that the prepackaged foods for toddlers contain so much salt. So again, reading those food labels is so important. Some foods contain as much as 600 milligrams of salt.
And the addiction starts so soon. Even now when I'm feeding my son, I want to put some salt in his food. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that quite so soon. But these are alarming figures.